Well, Central North had a meeting last Sunday and they decided that they would abandon their senior comp for 2020. And President of Central North, Tony Burns, joins me online now to talk about that. Morning, Tony.
Good morning, Lowie.
Now, the meeting, all nine clubs, were unanimous in this decision?
Yes, after some serious deliberation, they took the view that just for clarity and I suppose due to the uncertainty of the situation, that it was simply easier to cancel the official competition. But instead, to maybe a little further on down the track, when we know when we're going to have people back watching the game and some of the restrictions are lifted even higher, then we might do something then. Not a competition, but local derbies or gala days or knockouts or something like that.
Now, the decision was both financial and for health reasons?
Yes, of course. Principally, we did this in the interest of the bigger picture. You know, we're in the middle of a pandemic and very, very few people would have experienced a pandemic in their lifetime. So that was the I suppose, the main objective. There was a lot of risk around this, of people running around when there's still active cases and still the pandemic was still going. So that was the first consideration, and that really just drove the rest of it, because we needed to have those dates and things for us to do the competition, but we also needed to have people able to come and watch the game, which is the financial aspect of it. Not only the financial aspect of it, but also the community aspect of it. We regard our rugby supporters as part of our rugby community.
Yeah, no games, no spectators, so no income, and most probably no people going to pubs and clubs. So most of the sporting bodies are sponsored in that aspect. So, it's probably a sensible decision. Nine clubs would have meant that if you would have only had probably one round and then shortened semis and a grand final, and really probably only taking up, a couple of months, and that's not very realistic.
No, and I suppose we were looking to start somewhere towards the end of July to be able to fit all that in. And when we knew that wasn't a goer, we revisited the draw, and the only area where we could squeeze it up was to change the finals and semi-finals from having the top four playing it off. We just had first two across the line to fight out the grand final, which really took a lot of interest out of the game, because those finals allowed anybody who gets in the top four to be able to work their way through the grand final.
Now, my understanding in rugby, that you would have had to have at least 4 weeks training, because you've got to take into account things like scrummaging, rucks and mauls, etc. So they've got to be able to do that. And to do that, you've got to have contacted training to get scrummaging and that organised, haven't you? So that probably wasn't going to happen anyway.
No, well, what New South Wales Rugby had done is introduce a return to train and play program. And you're right, exactly that. They're going through several phases, which we're in phase one now, which is basically no contact training in groups of 10, and all sorts of other protocols we had to meet to be able to keep the players safe and that sort of thing. So yes, 4 weeks probably would have been the minimum lead-in time for people to get fit again, and then also to be able to bang up against one another for getting used to a bit of contact. We can't have rugby without contact. So we're in a no-win situation, really.